认识他的儿女，世人之所以不认识我们，是因为曾认识他。每一个人都念好吧。Everybody open your mouth to read. Okay, this is for you. Romans. Romans chapter 8. 罗马书第八章，一起来。All together in your language. 因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。你们所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我们祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你爱我们每一位。
Because you love each every one of us.
你爱我们每一位。
You love each and every one of us.
连我们感觉不到的时候，你还是爱我们。
When we do not feel it, you still love us.
求你的圣灵来到我们当中。
We pray the Holy Spirit come among us.
来帮助我们每一个人。
And help each one.
今天早上学习。
This morning to learn,
知道你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And know how deep and wide is your love for us.
超越我们的感觉。
It's beyond our comprehension.
超越我们的环境。
Beyond our circumstances.
超越我们错误的思想。
It goes beyond our wrong mindset.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and glory to God.
求主来触摸我们每一个人。
Please touch us, Lord.
奉主的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。今天是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
我想父亲节不像母亲节那么的让人所注意。
I think it's not as obvious as how we celebrate Mother's Day.
你不相信你就到餐馆去。
If you don't believe that, go to the restaurant.
你不需要 make a reservation.
Today you don't need reservation.
你随时进去都有位置。
You should have a seat today.
如果是在母亲节。
But it's on Mother's Day.
那是不可能的事情。
On the other hand, you will not get a reservation.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
朋友们。
Friends.
父亲是非常重要。
Fathers are important figures.
父亲是影响一个人非常大的。
Fathers affect us.
无论是正面的影响或者是负面的影响。
Either positive or negative.
在过去这么多年来。
In the past many years.
我门徒训练很多弟兄姊妹。
We have trained many brothers and sisters.
我发现很不幸的。
I found unfortunately.
就是大部分人跟他父亲的关系都不是很好。
A lot of people did not have good relationships with their fathers.
因为他们的父亲不知道怎么样做父亲。
Because their fathers did not know how to behave like a father.
So they have
a negative effect on their children.
特别是对爱方面的影
响。Especially concerning love.
所以今天早上我们一起来思想。
So this morning, let's think about this topic.
认知我们是父神的儿女。
To know that we are the children of God.
不只是知道而已。
Not only knowing it.
而是真正的经历到。
But really experiencing.
我们是父神的儿女。
That we are the Heavenly Father's child.
那要知道这个认知呢
？And to know this，
我们第一个要问的就是说，我到底是谁啊
？Then we need to know our true identity。
我有什么价值啊
？What is my value？
我就想问你，你是谁啊
？So I want to ask you， who are you？
你说我是药剂师。
You say I am a chemist。
Pharmacist。
Pharmacist。
我是工程师。
I'm an engineer.
我是学生。
I'm a student.
我是男人。
I'm a man.
我是女人。
I'm a woman.
这都是好像外面看到的。
This is just the outward appearance.
当我们碰到一个陌生人的时候。
And when we find a stranger.
我们要跟他谈话。
We want to create a conversation.
我们就说你叫什么名字。
What's your name?
住在哪里啊。
Where do you live?
你在做什么。
What do you do?
第三个问题很重要。
This last question is very important.
所以那个人就讲了。
So the person would say.
他说我是护士啊。
I'm a nurse.
我是开飞机的。
I am a pilot.
我是经理啊。
I'm a manager.
但是他所说的工作真的就是代表他吗
？But is the work define the person?
真的吗
？Is it true?
那如果你没有工作了，那你就。
So if you don't have a job.
他就说 I'm unemployed.
Then I'm not working right now.
那如果没有工作，是不是就不知道我是谁呢
？So if you don't have a job title, do you not have an identity?
其实不是这样的。
The fact is, it's not true.
我们每一个人有许多的头衔。
We have different titles.
比如说
，For example,
对我的儿女们来说，
to our kids,
我是父亲。
I'm a father.
对我的父母来说，我是儿子。
To my parents, I'm a son.
对我的师母来说，我是丈夫。
To my spouse, I'm a husband.
对你们来说，我是牧师。
To you guys, I'm your pastor.
但是我到底是谁呢？
But what is my true identity?
如果又没有小孩，
If I don't
又没有太太，
kids, no husband,
父母也离开世界，
spouse,
现在也没有做牧师，那我是谁呢？
I don't have my job, then who am I?
这是一个很重要的问题。
This is very important question.
我们知道我们是谁，
we know who we are,
就决定知道我们到底有没有价值。
That'll determine our true value.
我就想问大家，
So I want to ask you,
这个世界上的人，
This world, how they see you?
不是，这世界上的价值观怎么样来定一个人的价值？
How is the world value a person?
哎，讲得对。就是根据你的工作，根据你的表现。
So defined by your work and your performances.
你去任何地方都这样嘛。
Anywhere you go, it's like that.
对不对？他公司他要评比你啊。
In a company, they evaluate you.
开始的时候先是一个，你只是一个试验期 ，try out stage.
Yeah, in the beginning, you were in tryouts.
对不对？打分数啊。
They give you scores.
对不对？一到五啊。
One to five.
一是最差啊。
One is not good.
五是 excellent 啊。
Five is, excellent.
对。就最好的，然后他就要评比你。
Then they evaluate you.
我是从台湾来的。
I came from Taiwan.
我们从小就要考试。
We've been tested all our lives.
从小就考试，从
We were little.
从幼稚园就开始考试。
Since kindergarten.
一年级考，二年级考。
Test. First grade.
小学毕业考试进入初中。
You have to test to go into a middle school.
所以我们的价值观认为，我们这个人有没有价值，看我们的考试。
So my value is depending.On my score.
那个得到 A 的他就很骄傲。
The test score got A, they are very proud.
我是 A 的哈。
I'm an A student.
你是什么？
What are you?
F.
You are a F.
所以同学在一起就有这种不同的价值。
So in your classmate, everybody evaluate each one like that.
然后一直上去，对，读初中、高中，最好的高中、中等的高中、最差的高中。
So there is a good middle school, and then good high school, and then bad high school, and so on.
然后又去找工作。
Then when you go look for a job.
后来又有的人就来美国。
Then we or immigrate to the U.S.
啊，去美国是高级的。
And that's great, going to the U.S.
差一点的就到别的国家。
And not as good, you immigrate to another
country. 更差的，连美国都来不了。
Or you don't immigrate.
那个根本是不对的。
That's wrong value.
但是弟兄姊妹们、朋友们
，But brothers and sisters and friends,
我们就是在这样一个世界的价值观里面出来。
We are in this kind of world value. We're living in it.
所以很多时候我们不太知道。我们到底是谁？
So a lot of times we don't know who we are.
很多人到了中年的时候有中年危机。
So people get to the middle age, they have middle age crisis.
因为他们在讲说，我做了一辈子这个事情，到底我做这个有没有价值？
So I already worked so many years. Is there any value in my work?
如果我不做这个，我是不是还有价值？
If I don't do that job, do I still worth something?
我们身为基督徒，
being a Christian,
我们到底是谁？
Who am I?
我们真正的认同是什么？
What do I identify with?
在约翰一书第三章那边讲说，看哪，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
1 John 3:1 tells us our true identity. It reads, How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
你知道你是神的儿女吗？
You know you are children of God.
有人听到，哎，神的儿女有什么重要？
When you hear that, what's so important?
我现在还是欠债。
I'm still in debt.
我现在还是没有工作。
I'm still unemployed.
神，你是神的儿女，这是你的认同。
If you are God's children, you have that true identity.
你是神的儿女。
You are God's children.
他就要照顾你。
He will take care of you.
Amen.一个第世上的父母，他负责任，他就要照顾他的儿女。
The worldly parents is their responsibility to take care of their children.
所以，如果今天人家来问你
，So if someone asks you today,
你到底是谁
？Who are you?
你应该说
，You should say,
我是神的儿女。
I'm God's child.
然后刚好我在做药剂师。
And I'm also a pharmacist.
I happen to be a pharmacist. I'm a child of God. Happen to be a pharmacist.因为你做那个工作是神给你的一个职业而已。
Because that job is God give you that opportunity.
你最终的 认同是神的儿女。
Your ultimate identity is God's child.
弟兄姊妹们，这个非常的重要。
Brother and sister, this is crucial.
不然的话，你不需要等到中年，你就会有危机。
Otherwise, you don't have to wait till middle age to have a crisis.
你每一个礼拜都有危机。
Every week you would have a crisis.
因为当事情不顺利的时候，你就会有危机。
When things don't go smoothly, you'll be freaking out.
因为你会觉得说，我神爱不爱我？
Does God love me?
我就想问大家，身为神天父的儿女，为什么许多基督徒还活着像孤儿呢？
Then if we are the child of God, why do some people live like orphans?
生命充满了忧虑、愁苦。
There are a lot of anxieties and worries.
缺少安全感呢？
Lack of security.
因为在他们的认知上面。
Because in their journey of searching for value.
No. 认知，我们是神的儿女的。
Their identity.
有许多的障碍。
There are obstacles.
今天早上我们要特别来谈两个障碍。
That we're going to talk about two obstacles.
是在路加福音第十五章。
In the book of Luke, chapter 15.
这是一个非常美的一章经文。
This is a beautiful scripture.
这讲到父神，这个三位一体真神的爱，对世人的爱。
This talk about the trial God, how God loves the children, loves us.
路加福音第十五章一到二节说，有许多税吏跟罪人都来接近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Luke 15:1 Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him.
这些是被社会所拒绝、所厌弃的人群。
These are people that was despised and outcast of the society.
主耶稣接纳他们。
But Jesus received them.
照世界上的这种。Performance 来讲，世界上人的这种表现来，这些人是被拒绝的。
By the world view, these people were being rejected.
但主耶稣接纳他们。
But Jesus received them.
所以他们要靠近主耶稣。
So they want to come near Jesus.
从主耶稣那得到盼望跟指引。
From there, they get hope and guidance.
当他们这样做的时候
，When they do that,
另外有一批人
，There are other people.
就是法利赛人跟文士
，The Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
他们就从心里面在论断主耶稣。
They are murmuring in their hearts.
他们说主耶稣为什么跟罪人在一起
？They say this man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
文士、法利赛人是当时最有权势的上层人士。
And the Pharisees and the teacher of the laws, they are the higher class of that society.
他们看不起税吏和这些所谓的罪人。
They look down to the so-called sinners.
这边的罪人在当时这样讲是指那些妓女们。
The sinners refer to prostitutes.
后来主耶稣就讲了一个三重的比喻。
And then Jesus gave three different examples.
Parables.Three, four parables. 第一重比喻是迷羊的比喻。
One parable is the lost sheep.
讲到圣子对迷失人的爱。
And it talk about God's son's love for the world.
第二重比喻是讲到失钱的比喻。
And the parable of the lost coin.
讲到圣灵对迷失的人的态度。
And indicate God's.The spirit's attitude toward the lost.
第三重比喻是讲到浪子的比喻。
And the finally is about the lost sons.
是讲到父神对迷失的人的爱。
And it talks about God the Father's heart for the lost.
我们现在来念那个第三段，好，十一节到三十二节，好吧？我们看一下。
Let's read Luke 15:11-32.
那个原声打出来好吗？路加第十五章，好，我们一起念好吗？我们念，不是第三节，十一节。好，我们一起念好不好？You read in your language, you understand the story, so I can elaborate. 耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的产业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发道到田里去放猪，恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，却没有人给他。我倒在这里饿死吗？ 我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见坐月跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么。灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了，大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。谢谢你，我们一起读了这段经文。
Thank you. We have read this scripture.
在这个故事里面
，In this story，
讲出了两个认同我们是天父儿女的障碍。
It talk about the two obstacles of the identity.
第一个障碍
，First obstacle is，
就是悖逆。
Rebellion，
就是小浪子的生命所彰显出来的
，which demonstrated in this younger son's life。
很明显的看来
，very briefly, clearly we see
这个小儿子不相信他的爸爸。
The younger son did not believe his father.
Amen。他不相信他爸爸。
He did not believe。
他不相信他爸爸是真正的关心他爱他
that his father truly loved and cared for him。
他就跟他老爸讲说，把我该得的产业给我。
He said, give me my estate。
那个你看这段经文、
You see the scripture。
这个爸爸非常好、
The dad is a good dad。
他就把产业分给小儿子大儿子、一起都分了。
He go ahead and split up the estate for the younger and older sons。
然后那个小儿子没有住几天
and the younger sonAfter a few days,
他就离开他家
he left
走到很远的地方去
to a faraway country.
那个地方很远很远
very, very, very far.
犹太人不养猪的
because the Jewish, they do not tend pigs.
他去了一个地方是可以养猪的
so he went to a place that there are pigs.
表示他是离开犹太人的地
so he left his homeland.
然后他任意放荡浪费资财
and live a wild crazy life.
他就把所有钱都用完了
he used up all his money.
然后就非常又碰到饥荒
and then there was a famine at that place.
就穷苦起来的
then he was in poverty.
所以这个小儿子他没有办法经历他父亲的爱
so the younger son could not experience his father's love.
因为他里面有一个悖逆的心
becauseInside, there's a rebellious heart.
很多时候我们基督徒也一样
A lot of times, as Christian, we are like that.
我们不相信我们的天父是真正照顾到我们的好处
We don't quite believe God will do things for my benefit.
我们不相信他有能力或我们不相信他会真正的照顾我们
I don't believe that he could really take care of me.
所以我们就决定要走我们的路
So I will go my own way.
我们做我们做的
I do my own thing.
悖逆的心态使一个人瞎眼蒙蔽
The rebellious heart will blind your mind.
无法看见自己的偏执跟错误
That you don't see your own bias.
一直往错误的道上直奔
And go toward the wrong direction.
一直碰到头破血流
Until you hit the wall.
希望能够醒悟过来
Hopefully you turn around.
在路加福音第十五章的这经文里面
In Luke chapter 15,
我刚才讲到有 两种人在那里
There are two kinds of people
第一种人是税吏跟罪人
One is the tax collector and the sinners
他们就是指到这些小儿子们
They are referring to this younger son
他们过的生活是跟神的要求完全相反的
They live a life against God's law
活在悖逆当中
They live in rebellious.
没有办法感受天父的爱
They did not feel God's love.
因为有内疚感跟羞耻感
Because there's guilt and shame.
我们在这个故事里面还看到另外一个障碍。
In the story, we see a second obstacle.
就是工作导向。
The people who are performance oriented.
大儿子就是活在工作导向的人。
Which is referring to the older son.
当他的亲弟弟悔改的时候。
When his younger brother repent.
他一点都不高兴。
He wasn't even happy.
我就想问大家一个问题。
So I want to ask you.
你们看到这个故事。
When you look at the story.
你们有没有人想过？我说很坦白哦，第一次看这个故事。
Yeah, be honest with me.
你第一次看到这个故事。
The first time you see the story.
有多少人觉得那个大哥讲的很对啊
？Do you feel right with the older brother?
有多少人举手
？How many people feel like that first time?
就说这个老爸头脑很不清楚。
Yeah, this dad, the mind is not right.
这个小儿子把你所有的产业都用掉了。
The younger brother used up all your estate.
去，然后回来了。
And came back.
你让他再 rehire 就不错了。
And you let him come in, it's pretty good already.
还给他什么戴上戒指，穿上袍子，穿上鞋子，还开一个大 party.
And you give him a ring, and a robe, and sandal, and a big old party.
你要开个公司这样开，你就关门了。
If you open a company like that, you'll be bankrupt.
Because 因为你那些员工不好好做的，你还给他开 party.
Because if your worker not performing, you don't give them parties.
让这个大儿子做得那么辛苦
，and the older son worked so hard，
每天晚上都加班
，and always overtime，
这些年都没有给他一个 party，
all these time never had a party，
有没有这样的一个感觉
？So do you feel that way？
所以我们觉得很奇怪
，so we feel strange。
我们这个 Heavenly Father 是怎么回事
？Yeah， what is going on with
赏罚不明，没有公义
？Yeah， the penalty and award is not clear。
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters。
这个故事非常的深啊
This is a very deep story.
你再仔细想想看
If you think about it more.
主耶稣在那里讲道
Brother Jesus was preaching there.
很多这个被世界上所拒绝的人来靠近主耶稣
Lots of sinners and tax collectors come near Jesus.
这些人是被世界所拒绝的
These people were rejected by the society.
然后另外这个世界上的领袖们
And then you got these society leaders.
他们不同意耶稣的做法
They did not agree with Jesus' approach.
你为什么跟这些
Why do you eat and spend time with the sinners?
这些罪不圣洁人在一起呢
Why are you hanging out with them?
主耶稣就开始讲这个故事
Jesus started to talk about this story.
主耶稣开始讲天父的心
Jesus talked about the Heavenly Father's heart.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天听这个故事
Today, when we listen to this story,
不是讲公不公平
We're not talking about fair or not fair.
我们今天是讲到天父对你我的爱
But how Heavenly Father's love lavished on us.
如果今天神要照你所做的来对付你我们都灭亡了
If will God just judge us based on our performance, we'll be all done.
All done. 那个大儿子也一样，他也没好多少。
Even the older son, he's not that.
因为他做了这么多，但是心里都不快乐。
He did a lot for his father, but was not happy.
所以我们看到这边有两个障碍。
So we see these two obstacles.
第一个就是悖逆。
One is rebellious.
我们不相信上帝。
We didn't believe God.
我们不相信上帝会照顾我。
I did not believe God will take care of me.
所以我自己照顾我自己。
So I'm going to take care of myself.
我住在家里不是最好的。
It's not fun, good to stay home.
我要到外面去。
I'm going to go outside.
我不相信我的父亲会照顾我的财产。
I don't believe my father will take care of my business.
所以我要把所有属于我的拿出来。
So I'm going to take whatever belongs to me.
我要到远方去。
Go far, far away.
我要过我自己的日子。
Live how I like to live.
我追求我的幸福。
Search what I my own happiness.
不少神的儿女就这样子。
A lot of God's children are like that.
另外还有一种。
Another kind of people.
我不敢出去，我不敢造反。
I'm too scared to be rebellious.
我就在家里面。
So I'll stay home.
好努力做。
I work hard.
主啊，我都读圣经。
God, see, I read Bible every day.
我祷告。
And I pray.
我也来聚会。
And I even come to church.
我好忍耐。
Very, very enduring.
你听那个大哥讲的话。
If、you think, see how the older brother say?
他说。
He said.
我服侍你这么多年。
I serve you that many years.
从来没有违背过你的命。
Never talk back to you.
你并没有给我一只山羊羔。
You didn't even give me a calf.
叫我和朋友一同快乐。
Me and my friend have a party.
我想问你们。
I want to ask you.
你觉得他是很快乐的服侍他爸爸吗
？You feel he was happy to serve his father？
这个话听起来很熟悉啊。
Yeah, you can, you know, remember that kind of talk.
就是你自己啊。
You probably say that.
上帝啊。
God。
我做基督徒这么多年
See, I've been a Christian that many years.
我在教会里什么都服侍你
I did everything at the church.
你怎么从来没有给我一个祝福
How come you never bless me?
你从来没有给我一个 party.
And never give me a party.
牧师今天给你们一个 party 啊
Okay, so pastor is going to give you a party.
今天下午我们出去 party 啊
This afternoon 1:30.
你不来那是你的事啊
If you don't come, you're lost.
我现在制造一个机会给你 party 啊
You have an opportunity party.
你 serve 的那么辛苦我们现在有 party
So you serve so hard, we're going to party.
然后这个大哥
So the older brother
看到他的弟弟
Look at the younger brother
然后对他老爸说
And say to the father
你这个儿子
You, the son Your son
我们很多时候就像这个大哥
We're like that older brother
看到我们弟兄姊妹说上帝啊，他怎么这样做
you talk to God and say, look at that person, brother.
完全没有爱。
There's no love.
因为他里面充满了就是一个工作导向。
Because the older son is so much a performance-oriented heart.
所以小儿子、大儿子都没有办法经历天父的爱。
So unfortunately, both sons were not able to experience the father's love.
那个爸爸对那个大儿子讲的话非常好。
The father, what he said to the older son were very good.
他说
He said,
他没有他大儿子那样讲话，他没有说你这个坏蛋。他说
When he said that, he didn't, you know, bash him.
他说儿啊
Son,
你常常和我同在。
You are always with me.
我一切所有的都是你的。
Everything I have is yours.
我看到这段经文觉得很稀奇。
When I read this, I was surprised.
因为那个爸爸已经把财产都分了。
Because they already divide up the estate.
你去看前面，他已经把财产分都分给他们两个了。
He already did that.
那剩下来的还是他们的。
Then the remainder is still theirs.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother and sister.
你在服侍神。
When you're serving the Lord.
那不但是神的 ministry
It's not just God's ministry
也是你的 ministry
It is also yours
Amen 你不是为他做的
You're not really just doing for God
你是应该做的
You should be doing that too
而且神一直与你跟我同在
And God is always with us
只是你没有感受到
It's just you might not have experienced it
因为我们有障碍
Because we got those obstacles
你说牧师我们怎么可以除去这认同的障碍呢
So you say, Pastor, how do I get rid of the obstacles?
Of our identity, huh?
Regarding our true identity
第一个要悔改认罪
First is we need to repent
And confess our sin 那个路加福音第十五章十六节到十九节这边讲得非常的精彩他说我先念完然后请那个立青念说这个小儿子恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥也没有给他他就醒悟过来就说我父亲有多少的务工口粮有余我倒在这里饿死吗我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子把我当作一个务工吧
We have wonderful scripture here in Luke 15:16-19He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father.
我们要破除这个悖逆的心态。
So we need to break away from this rebellious heart.
第一步就是要悔改认罪。
First step is to repent and confess.
当这个小儿子在最困苦的时候。
When the younger son was in deep trouble.
他就领悟过来。
Then he come to his senses.
他走错了路。
That he had done wrong.
他的父亲一直是爱他的。
That his father always loved him.
所以他要回去。
So he wants to return home.
他要回去他父亲那里。
He wants to return to the father.
他要跟他父亲讲说我得罪了天也得罪了你。
He said, I sinned against heaven and against you.
所以他有一个很大的转变。
So he had a great 180 turn.
我们看到这个大儿子也是一样。
And you see this older son?
如果他要真正经历他父亲的爱
If he really want to experience his father's love,
他要为他的工作导向心态来悔改。
He need to repent his performance-based heart.
如何能除去这障碍呢？
How do you get rid of the obstacle?
第二个，要拒绝奴仆的心，要接纳儿子的心。
You need to get rid of that heart of slave, but receive the heart of sonship.
很多人
A lot of people
来到神面前
come to the Father.
他老觉得他是个奴仆
That I'm a slave in front of the Lord.
我要读圣经
I need to read the Bible.
这是没办法
I can't help it.
牧师说要念
Pastor said I should do it.
所以我就赶快念圣经
So I hurry up and read my Bible.
我要祷告
I need to pray.
他又说 要赞美
He said I have to praise
又说敬拜的时候要举手
And then you have to raise your hand when you praise
这好像都是一些教条
Then it's like a lot of rules
但是这个最重要是在我们里面
But what's most important is deep in our heart
是我们还是一个奴仆的心
Do you still have that slavery heart?
在那个罗马书第八章第十四到十七节
In Rome 8:14-17
打出来好吗罗马书第八章十四到十七节他这边说因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕我们所受的乃是儿子的心因此我们呼叫阿爸父
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fearBut you receive the spirit of sonship. And by him we cried, Abba, Father. God gave us a sonship heart. When we become God's children, we're born again. When we're born again,
圣灵进到我们里面
Holy Spirit dwell among us.
他让我们知道我们是神的儿女
He let us know that we are children of God.
你跟你旁边讲说你是神的儿女
Tell your neighbor you are the child of God.
你真的是神的儿女吗
You are truly children of God.
你不是神的奴仆啊
You are not the slave of God.
他非常爱你
God really loves you.
所以你在敬拜的时候，你会很高兴的。
So when you're worshiping, you're happy.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
我们需要回家。
We need to return home.
回到父神的家。
Back to the home of the Father.
就是回到他那里。
To him.
从悖逆跟工作导向的奴役中出来。
And we will stay away from rebellious heart and The performance oriented.
其实我们会悖逆
The reason that we were rebellious,
或者我们会工作导向
or we were performance based,
跟我们的成长有关系
It had to do with our upbringings.
我们现在怎么样是我们过去的经验
How we are today is based on our past experiences.
如果我们的父母是很严厉的
If our parents were strict
and stern,
And stern,
我们很容易变成悖逆
then we might be rebellious.
我们父母爱我们都是根据我们的表现的
If our parents just love us based on our performances,
其实每一个父母都是这样
A lot of parents are like that.
Not a lot, every one of them.
Every one of them.
只是程度不同而已
Maybe different level.
所以我们信了神以后
So after we receive Jesus,
我们来到神面前
we come to the Father.
我们看他还是一样的
We still feel that way to our Heavenly
我们觉得我们的天父还是非常的非常的 stern.
We feel Heavenly Father is a stern.
所以我们就要 rebel.
So we want to rebel.
我们就要做我们要做的事。
I want to do what I want to do.
所以我们还是想要用靠我们的 performance.
So or we base on our performance.
我们觉得我们这个，我常常问人家说，你这个礼拜还好吗
？I ask people, how are you this week?
哦，我这个礼拜不错。
I'm pretty good.
我有读神的话。
I read the Bible.
我也祷告。
I pray.
我也很乖。
And I'm obedient.
我相信上帝比较爱我这个礼拜。
I think he loved me this week.
这个礼拜好吗
？How are you this week?
不好啊。
Not good.
一塌糊涂啊。
It's all wrong.
什么事情都不顺利。
Everything went wrong.
我觉得上帝离我好远。
God is so far from me.
请问刚才讲那两个哪一个对
？So which one is correct?
都不对啊。
Both are wrong.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brother and sister，
这个。工作导向这个真的需要改变。
The performance-based behavior or heart attitude need to be changed.
因为那是一种 slavery.
Because it's a kind of slavery.
因为你这样永远不能经历到神的爱。
You cannot really truly experience
God's love. 因为你一直觉得神在给你打分呢。
Because God is giving you score every time.
所以还要来到第三项。
And the third.
我们就是要来替我们的天父重新画一个脸。
So we need to rework our Heavenly Father's face.
你看到这个经文上讲，
If you look at the scripture,
他这边讲说二十到二十四节。
Luke 15,
20-24. 当那个浪子起来往他父亲那里去，相离不远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配做你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，快把那上好的袍子拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋子放在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。
So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way offHis father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the servant, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it.Let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is now found. So they began to celebrate.
我们看到这个天父都有爱哈。
So we see how the father loved his son.
这个小儿子什么都用完了。
The younger son squandered everything.
非常臭。
And he's stinky.
因为他最后是在看猪的。
Because he was working the pig pen.
还不能吃猪吃的。
And couldn't even eat the pig's food.
这老爸去就跑过去抱他。
But the father went and gave him a hug.
然后连连亲嘴。
And kissed him on the face.
然后那个臭味通通到他老爸
身上。And the stinky smell come to the daddy.
他不在乎。
He didn't care.
那就是我们的天父。
That's how Heavenly Father loves us.
我们帮他再画一个画像。
You need to repaint your imagery of our Heavenly Father.
不是那个很凶的。
Not the angry one.
不是那个很残暴的
，Not the mean, ugly one.
一天到晚要你读圣经
，Every day just when you read the Bible.
你一做错事，他就要打你。
If you're wrong, there's a stick gonna fall on you.
那不是上天父的形象。
That's not our heavenly father.
弟兄姊妹们，听我讲。
Brother and sister, listen carefully.
这个非常重要。
This is very critical.
不然你永远跟神不会亲近。
Otherwise, you cannot draw near to the Lord.
你不会 draw near to God Father.因为你想到他就害怕。
Because when you visualize him, you are afraid.
所以你要重新画这个图像。
So you need to repaint the true image of our Heavenly Father.
你看到这个大哥对爸爸讲话真是很难听。他说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进你的产业，他一来，你倒为他穿了肥牛犊，非常难听的话。”
And the older son said, Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobey your order, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, come home, you kill and fatten calf for him.
爸爸没有说，好了好了，你既然那么不喜欢听我做， you're fired.
The father did not say, well, if you didn't work for me with a happy heart, then you're fired. Go.
马上把那个钥匙什么还出来，立刻走。
And return me all the keys and get lost.
现在经济不景气，外面一百个人等着进来。
And you'll be walking out into recession.
他父亲没有这样讲。
The father did not say that.
他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在。”
Say my son, the father say, you're always with me.
我一切所有的都是你。
And everything I have is yours.
只是你的兄弟是死而复活，失而又得，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
我们看到这个。天父是非常温柔的。
We see this father has a gentle heart.
还有非常有怜悯的。
Very compassionate.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brother and sister.
我们想到天父的时候。
So when we think about our heavenly father.
是一个怜悯的。
It's a compassionate.
是有这个温柔的。
Gentle.
最后。
Finally,
如何我们除去这障碍?
How do we get rid of the obstacles?
我们要勇敢地去接受天父的完全的爱。
We need to have the courage to receive the complete love the Heavenly Father has for us.
怎么来接受呢?
And how do you receive it?
你要根据圣经里面讲到天父是怎么样的。
You need to believe what the Bible says regarding the Heavenly Father.
我们的这个 bulletin 里面有一个夹页, 请大家拿开,
we have a special paper in the bulletin.
每一个人都有一张好吗? 招待, 请发给每一个人一张。
好。
我下面要做一件事情。 I'm going to do one thing right now here. 这边这个信叫做天父爱的信。 每一个人拿一份好吧? Everybody have one. 那个招待来发给每一个人啊。 我要念这个信给大家。 我好像要代表向上帝神父神对大家念。 I'm going to read this letter to you. I will read in Mandarin, then we'll read in English. So you guys receive this letter as from God the Father. How about that? That's how we redraw the picture of Heavenly Father. How about that? Let's all do that. You open your heart. 还有谁没有 bulletin 的吗? 还有没有? Anybody need this? Yeah. 那个招待在哪里? 招待跑哪去了? Oh. Okay. 可不可以先拿给他? Anybody need it? Everyone we need. This is a really important part. Yeah. Okay. Dan and I, we're going to read with emotion, like the Heavenly Father read to you. So I will read the Mandarin first, the one line, and then I'll go English. 这是天父爱的信. This is a love letter.
An intimate message from God to you.
我的孩子,
My child,
你或许不认识我，我却认识你的一切。
You may not know me, but I know everything about you.
你坐下，你起来，我都晓得。
I know when you sit down and when you rise up.
我也深知你一切所有的。
I am familiar with all your ways.
就是你的头发也都被数过了。
Even the very hairs on your head are numbered.
你是照着我的形象所造的。
You were made in my image.
你生活、动作、存留都在乎我。
In me, you live and move and have your being.
你也是我所生的。
For you are my offspring.
甚至在你尚未成形以前，我已经晓得你。
I knew you even before you were conceived.
在创立世界之前。
I chose you when I planned creation.
我已拣选了你, yeah. 你不是一个错误, 你所有的年日都写在我的册上。
You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book.
我定准你的年岁和所住的疆界。
I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live.
你的受造是极其奇妙可畏。
You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
我在你母腹中塑造你。
I knit you together in your mother's womb.
领你由母腹中出来。
And brought you forth on the day you were born.
我被不认识我的人所误导。
I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me.
我并非冷漠而愤怒的。
I am not distant and angry,
乃是完全的爱。
But I am the complete expression of love.
我愿在你身上挥霍我的爱。
And it is my desire to lavish my love on you.
只因为你是我的孩子, 我是你的父亲。
Simply because you are my child and I am your father.
我能给予你的远超过地上的父亲所给予你的。
I offer you more than your earthly father ever could.
因为我是完全的父。 Amen.
For I am the perfect father.
你所领受各样美善的恩赐都是从我来的。
Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand.
因为我是你的供应者，我必供应你需所你需的一切。
For I am your provider, and I meet all your needs.
我向你所怀的意念是要叫你末后有指望。
My plan for your future has always been filled with hope.
因为我以永远的爱来爱你。
Because I love you with an everlasting love.
我向你的意念其数比海沙更多。
My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore.
我因你欢欣喜乐。
And I rejoice over you with singing.
我绝不停止施恩于你。
I will never stop doing good to you.
因你是我的珍贵的产业。
For you are my treasured possession.
我全心全意栽培你于此地。
I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul.
我要将伟大奥秘的事指示你。
And I want to show you great and marvelous things.
如果你一心一意寻求我，
If you seek me with all your heart,
就必寻见。
You will find me.
以我为乐，我就把你心里所求的赐给你。
Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart.
因为我是我在你心里动工，使你心里能立志行事。
For it is I who gave you those desires.
我能为你成就一切。
I am able to do more for you
远超过你所求所想的。
than you could possibly imagine.
我是你最佳的鼓励者。
For I am your greatest encourager.
也是在一切患难中安慰你的父亲。
I am also the father who comforts you in all your troubles.
你伤心的时候，我靠近你。
When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you.
如同牧人怀抱羊羔，我怀抱你在我胸前。
As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart.
有一天，我要擦去你一切的眼泪，并带走你在世上的一切苦楚。
One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes.
我是你的父，我爱你如同我爱我的儿子耶稣一样。
And I will take away all the pain you've suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you.Even as I love my son Jesus.
因为在耶稣里就显明我对你的爱。
For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed.
他是神本体的真相。
He is the exact representation of my being.
他来是表明我要帮助你，不是敌对你。
He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you.
并告诉你我不追究你的过犯。
And to tell you that I am not counting your sins.
耶稣受死使你可与我和好。
Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled.
他的死是我爱你最极致的表达。
His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you.
我为你舍弃了我所爱的一切。
I gave up everything I loved.
使我或许能得着你的爱。
That I may gain your love.
你若接受了这份礼物，我的儿子耶稣，你就接受了我。
If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me.
无论任何事都不能叫我的爱与你隔绝。
And nothing will ever separate you from my love again.
回家吧，让我为你预备一个天上所见过最大的宴席。
Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen.
我一直是父亲，也永远是父亲。
I've always been father, and will always be father.
问题是，你愿意成为我的孩子吗？
My question is, will you be my child?
我在等着你。
I am waiting for you.
亲爱的爸爸，全能上帝。
Love, your dad, Almighty God.
你们觉得怎么样？ How do you feel about this letter?我希望你们每一个人保留这封信，好吗？
I hope you will treasure this letter.
I hope you keep this letter. You can read this every day. 每天读这个经，读这个话语，然后你就再重新替天父画一个新。
Then you can repaint the image of our Heavenly Father in your mind.
你就可以改变你对他的看法。
You can change your mindset regarding the Heavenly Father. In your heart, you can start to experience His love for you.
有多少人喜欢这个信？
How many people love this letter?
好棒哦！
It's a great letter.
我们起立好吗？
Let's stand.
我们有些祷告时间。
Have some prayer time.
我们每一个人都需要爱。
We all need love.
但是我们爱的语言都不一样。
But for different reasons.
Different language. We all have the different love language. 但是求神今天他的爱父神的爱来触摸我
May Heavenly Father's love come and touch us
他的爱都写在圣经里面
His love expressed through his words in the Bible
我就看到我们今天的这个节目单
So you see our bulletin today
这边有一个爸爸
There's a father
抱着一个小孩
Holding a child
那小孩就是你
That child is you
那个爸爸就是天父
That daddy is a heavenly father
我们来祷告好吗
Let's pray
特别要问我们当中
Let's pray for among us
你今天听到这个信息
When you hear this message
我们用路加福音十五章
Based on Luke 15
我们来发现有两个障碍
And we've seen the two obstacles
一个是悖逆
One is rebellion
就是不相信天父爱我
Meaning not believing God loves me
所以我要做照我自己的意思
So I want to do things my way
另外一个就是一个工作导向
The other one is the performance oriented heart still not believing God
it's God's love 所以我要一切靠我的工作来得到他的爱
based on my own work to gain his love
我们现在都闭上我们的眼睛
so let's close our eyes
如果你是这当中一样或两样都有的你需要突破的你举手我为你祷告
if you feel you need to break through from one of the two kinds of these obstacles raise your hands we'll pray for you
有没有这样的人我们请你举手
do we have people like that please raise your hand
或者是 performance oriented或者是工作导向的或者是你就是没办法相信神你就是悖逆
or you just a rebellion you can't believe or you base on work
有这样的人举手好吗
there are people like that raise your hand
我为你祷告
I'll pray for you
主啊求你恩待我们
God please have mercy on us
你一直爱我们
you always love us
只是我们很多时候有拦阻感受不到
but a lot of times we have obstacles to experience your love
我特别为举手的弟兄姊妹们祷告
I pray for the brothers and sisters who raise their hands
你除去他们心中的悖逆
please remove these obstacles in Jesus' name
他们真正能感受到你的爱
so they can truly experience your love
让他们悔改
they will repent
让他除去奴仆的心
They will cast away the slavery heart
有一个儿女的心
And have received the sonship
让他们借着这个单子重新替你画一个新的像
Through this letter they review and then repaint their image of the heavenly father
然后他们勇敢地接受你的爱
And they can bravely have the courage to receive your complete love
祷告奉主名求
In Jesus name
Amen
Amen
请坐
Please be seated
当中有多少是 father 请请到台前来。
If you are a father, come to the front.
我们有小礼物给你。
We have a small gift for you. Rise and bless these fathers. Any sharing from the father?
Do I have something to say? I was just thinking in about the story of the prodigal son. The older brother was complaining that the father never gave him a fattened calf to celebrate, but I'm thinking, why didn't the older brother ever ask his father? So what that tells me is, men, let's ask our Father God for the party we really want. We don't have to wait for him to say, okay, now you deserve it. We already deserve it, do we not? So we don't have to be the tight-hearted older brother.
I just wanted to share that I read that letter several times. Every time I read it, it just brings tears of joy into my eyes because it's just so wonderful to reminds me of, you know, how God loves us. It's an awesome feeling. So thank you.
Amen. Amen.
That was excellent.
We don't want to put them on the spot. 我们就为他们来祝福好吗？
Heavenly Father,
亲爱天父,
we thank you for this glorious Sunday.
我们谢谢你这个美好的主日,
we thank you for your love.
我们谢谢你的爱给我们每一个人,
we bless our fathers.
你祝福这些父亲们,
you bless them today.
你今天祝福他们,
let them know they are not alone to be fathers.
让他们知道不是用他们独立的, 力量来做一个父亲,
they have a great example.
他们有一个很好的例子就是你,
the Heavenly Father.
天上的父,
with your love,
你是模范, 用你的爱,
empower them,
来帮助他们,
to be a man of God,
成为一个属神的男人,
to be a spiritual leader,
成为他们属灵的领袖,
wherever they are at,
不论他们在哪里,
fill them with your love,
都充满你的爱在他们身上,
particularly through the love letter,
让他们读这个爱的信,
they fill with the Holy Spirit,
他们就被圣灵充满,
the Heavenly Father lavish His love upon each one of you.
让神的大爱充满你们每一位,
so you can be the channel of His love.
所以你可以成为他爱的导管,
bless your family.
祝福你的家庭,
bless your church.
祝福你的教会,
bless your community.
祝福你的社区,
in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名,
all the God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. Let's go for lunch. Celebration. Party.
午餐.
Party.